Our top story, Trinamool leader Mahua Moitra was expelled from the Lok Sabha today amidst high drama. This after the Ethics Committee report into the cash for query charges was tabled in the House. Moitra was accused of taking bribes, including 2 crore in cash and luxury gift items from businessman Darshan Hiranandani in exchange for asking questions critical of the Narendra Modi government in Parliament. Also surrendering login credentials to a parliamentary website for posing questions in the House. Trinamool Congress and the opposition have claimed that the process of natural justice was not followed, as Mahua Moitra was not given a chance to defend herself. Here's our top story.
Sansad Srimati Mahua Moitra ka acharan anaitik aur sansad sadasya ke roop mein ashobhaniya hai aur is karan ko Lok Sabha sadasya bane rehna upyukt nahi hoga. Isliye sankalp karti hai ki unhein Lok Sabha ki sadasyata se nishkasit kar diya jaye.
The cash for query case against TMC MP Mahua Moitra reaches a parliament climax. With Mahua being expelled from Lok Sabha after a one-hour debate. Hours earlier, the Ethics Committee report was tabled in the House, triggering a furious debate between the government and opposition MPs. The ethics panel had recommended Mahua's expulsion and asked the government to probe the money trail mentioned in the allegations. The opposition called the report a travesty of justice, repeatedly asking for Mahua to be allowed to defend herself on the floor of the House.
Fair trial only would be there when an affected person is being heard. If an affected person is not heard, there cannot be any fair trial. They are after said in a quasi-judicial proceeding, right of cross-examination is a fair hearing. Sir, right of hearing is not a right of fanciful. It has to be made meaningful right.
The BJP MPs, however, contended that Mahua was given a hearing and that she had been found guilty of grave charges.
Wherein she has been found to be the guilty of unethical conduct and contempt of the House for sharing her Lok Sabha credentials, that is user ID and password of the Lok Sabha members portal, to unauthorized person, wherein her conduct has further been found to be unbecoming of a member of parliament.
Right after the expulsion order, opposition MP staged a protest outside parliament.
This Lok Sabha has also seen the weaponization of a parliamentary committee. Ironically, the Ethics Committee, which was set up to serve as a moral compass for members, instead, it has been abused egregiously today to do exactly what it was never meant to do, which is to bulldoze the opposition.
The Parliamentary Ethics Committee's report was based on allegations by lawyer Jay Dehadra and BJP MP Nishikant Dubey's letters, which alleged that Mahua had taken gifts and favours from industrialist Darshan Hiranandani to post questions on the Parliament website. Mahua even admitted in interviews that she had shared her login credentials with Hiranandani but denied any conspiracy or quid pro quo. Mahua appeared before the Ethics Committee for a deposition but walked out midway. So far, the opposition, including the TMC, had maintained a watchful silence on the issue. But today, for the first time, Party Chief and Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee gave a fiery retort defending Mahua.
That Mahua is a victim of the circumstances. And I strongly condemned it. Party is totally behind the Mahua and our party will fight along with Indian Alliance together. It is unfortunate for the democracy. They kill the democracy.
This may not be the end of Mahua Moitra's troubles, with a panel recommending further probe into the money trail and a CBI preliminary inquiry currently underway. NDTV Bureau Report.
Senior Advocate Mahesh Jethmalani is joining us live. Mr. Jethmalani, I appreciate your time. Mahua Moitra expelled from the parliament. Questions are being raised on the procedure, the processes. As a senior advocate, my question is, was Mahua Moitra given a fair trial? And were the principles of natural justice followed?
Well, you know, the ethics committee has its own procedure, right? And I think that the procedure prescribed by Parliament itself for the ethics committee, which was finally, I think, finalized in 2015, I think that was followed. That procedure which prevails, for instance, in the even as far back as the old case of Raja Rampal, where there were cash for questions caught by a sting operation, right? The same procedure was followed, right? And the Supreme Court, a constitution bench of the Supreme Court held that the procedure followed, and that procedure did not include, for instance, cross-examination. The same procedure was followed in that constitutional bench judgment, and they also held that there was a power of expulsion. So going by precedent, I can't say anything. I don't want to be unfair. Look, let me tell you something. This is a very sensitive issue. It'll lay down precedents for the future. But there is a precedent in the past, as I said, Raja Rampal's case, right? So going by that single precedent, or cash for questions is an extremely, or consideration for questions is an extremely grave matter. And we, you know, I haven't read the whole report, to be fair. So to be fair to both sides, I haven't read the whole report. It's a lengthy report. But the procedure seems to have been followed, right? I think, therefore, the question of natural justice also has been complied with.
Okay. You know, the ethics panel report, Mr. Jethmalani, says that the cash has to be investigated by a government agency because that's really not their domain. You know, that cash for the cash trail has to be established, and that is a subject of investigation. What next, according to you, in this entire probe?
I mean, I think that they've recommended, you know, that this matter be investigated by, you know, a high-powered institutional, you know, agency. So I suppose that the next stage, and there's also a complaint pending before the CBI. I think Dehadrai, who initiated the privilege motion, right, or sent it to Nishikant Dubey, right, because it requires that any complaint be forwarded by a member of parliament, has also filed a complaint to the CBI, which I've actually read. It's in the public domain. So next stage will be to find out. Look, you've got to understand one thing. Parliament has a domain. Now, of course, many times people think that, you know, it's brute majority and all that. But without being judgmental in this whole case, it doesn't have to get proof beyond reasonable doubt. It has to be a strong prima facie case, right? And look, I don't think Dehadrai was cross-examined. He made statements. Nishikant Dubey, of course, doesn't have personal knowledge, right? He's only the formal complainant, the formal you know, who the member who passed on the complaint to the speaker. Now, a lot of Dehadrai's statements go unchallenged, right? And the procedure for cross-examination doesn't exist in any event. Now, what I understand is, I mean, look, I have, I want to say that I have only a very sketchy idea of what transpired because I wasn't in India when, you know, this whole thing happened. But I'm told that some questions were asked which Ms. Moitra considered to be, you know, smacking of misogyny, right? And therefore, she stormed out of the proceedings, right? Now, you know, and that's the reason why the proceedings terminated. So, in a sense, and you know, there were all kinds of allegations made, not just by her, but by other minority members who finally filed a minority. A dissenting opinion in the final report. So, if Ms. Moitra felt that questions were being unfairly asked, right, the answer to misogyny, right, is to take it head on. I thought that was what had been expected from someone like Ms. Moitra, right? In fact, in fact, she got indignant and refused to, you know, proceed further with the hearing. So, in a sense, partly this is self-inflicted also, right? So procedures complied with. There have been allegations, right? There's an affidavit of a man, right, who's actually the key figure, Darshan Hiranandani, and I've read his affidavit. And the affidavit does disclose a case of quid pro quo, right?
Mr. Jethmalani, Darshan Hiranandani's own affidavit, as you were talking about it, is seen as the clinching evidence. Some opposition MPs are of the opinion that Mahua Moitra should have been given a chance to cross-examine or he should have been summoned by the panel.
Well, as I said, there are two things here. The rules of procedure do not provide for cross-examination. And as I said, there's a precedent in the Constitutional Bench case, which dealt with expulsion of 9 Lok Sabha members and 2 Rajya Sabha members for taking cash for questions, right? Allegations were the same. There was no right of cross-examination offered to them. The procedure did not prescribe it. And in the end, the Supreme Court did not consider it to be a fatal aspect. Those pers the view of the ethics committee upheld by the Lok Sabha at large, right, was upheld by the Supreme Court. The expulsion was upheld minus that cross-examination. Now, listen, I'll just tell you one more thing, right? And again, I don't want to be unfair, right? But there are some things here. But there is a man called Darshan Hiranandani who has made an affidavit. Now, Darshan Hiranandani stands to lose a lot because prima facie, he's implicated himself as a bribe giver in the Prevention of Corruption Act proceedings that may ensue, right, or be investigated by the CBI. This man has already given evidence which implicates himself as a bribe giver, right? If he has not made an approver subsequently, it's a confession of guilt. And that's entitled to, that would have weighed, I imagine, it would have weighed with the ethics committee, right? That here's a man who's a bribe giver in law, in the eyes of the law, liable for punishment unless he's made an approver, right? And therefore, his evidence is entitled to a considerable degree of weight, right? Now, on the merits of the matter, again, this is all very sketchy, right? I don't, my word, my views, as I mean, I, since you asked me to come, notwithstanding my limited perspective, both on facts and the events that have, followed subsequently. Again, on merits, right? There is, Darshan has said that he was forced to give. Now, that's his evidence. He was forced to give vast amounts of gifts to her, right? And he also sort of, furnished her house and so on and so forth. Ms. Moitra, on the other hand, plays down the extent. She doesn't deny there was consideration, but she said there was an Hermes scarf and there were, okay, right. But quid pro quo is not about the quantum of consideration, right? So there's some admission there as well. Now, please understand that the ethics committee doesn't judge you on criminal law and your guilt as a criminal. It's not a question of law or crime. The ethics committee is concerned with moral and ethical behavior of an MP, right? Therefore, normal standards to a court of law do not apply to ethics committee, notwithstanding the fact that the outcome is drastic, i.e. expulsion.
Senior Minister in Mamata Banerjee's cabinet is joining us live, Ms. Chandrima Bhattacharya. Appreciate your time. How is the TMC viewing the developments of today?
Now, today we have found a new history to have been created in the new Parliament House. This was actually a drama which was a preconceived drama, and we knew that this would have happened, and that is what has happened because the gamut of incidents made it clear that with a preconceived mind, the ethics committee had taken up the issue, had called Mahua Moitra, and then had come to a conclusion of recommending expulsion expulsion of Mahua Moitro, and the report was of 495 pages. Now, a 495 pages report has been made against a woman MP without even giving a copy to her beforehand. So this suggests, and many other incidents which have occurred, those clearly suggest that this was with a preconceived mind.
But Ms. Bhattacharya, there were, Ms. Mahua Moitra was given a chance to present her side of the story inside the ethics panel. She did appear before the ethics panel. There is a very incriminating affidavit which was submitted by someone who was very close to her, who says that he misused her login ID and password. Because you are a member of Legislative Assembly in the state of Bengal, as a former MP, do you think Ms. Mahua Moitra's conduct was certainly in that area of grey, which would be found as unethical?
No, I say I was not an MP. Anyway, I'll tell you, I know the legal aspects of this. Mahua was called. Mahua was called, there is no doubt about it. The Ethics Committee called her. Now, she had some allegations against the Ethics Committee and she came out in the midst of the hearing, on the first day hearing. Now, if you see about the other courts, you know, taking from the lower courts to the highest court of the land, that is the Honorable Supreme Court, we find in many cases, sometimes the respondents do not appear. Sometimes the petitioner do not appear, but the courts give them chances to appear. So there was no hurry in this, that when she came out, she will not be given another chance. You know, what is our Indian jurisprudence? What is the legal formalities which are to be complied with? This clearly says that the principles of natural justice are to be adhered to. Now, what the Ethics Committee has done, they have not given her another chance. Had she then denied to go or had she not appeared there, then the question would have been different. Now, you say about some incriminating documents. Now, these incriminating documents, whether the documents are incriminating or not, that the Ethics Committee has come to a conclusion without asking the persons who had handed over these documents to depose before the Ethics Committee, without asking Mahua Moitra to cross-examine them. So whether they are incriminating or not, that has to be looked into.
The larger question is also, you know, throughout this entire investigation, from the time that the BJP MP, Mr. Nishikant Dubey, wrote a letter to the Lok Sabha Speaker and the entire sequence of events that followed, even now there is a PE that has been filed by the Central Bureau of Investigation. The Trinamool Congress hasn't really stood for its MP, the former MP now. My question is, what is the TMC planning to do?
No, I am not in agreement with you. TMC, as great leader of our party, she herself has said, even today she has said, the party is standing beside her. The party has stood before her. Even Abhishek Banerjee, our Honorable MP, he has also said time and again that the party is standing before her. But the battle, you know, she has to fight, because this is something which has to be fought individually. It's not that before the legal forum the party can go. Procedure is that the individual herself has to go or himself has to go and fight this, because this is a case against the individual. You have to appreciate that. And you know, a 495 pages report has been placed. Why couldn't that be circulated yesterday? Who is that genius? BJP MPs are that genius that they will read it within a few minutes. And TMC MPs had said there in the parliament that you give us time to say, but time was not given, only a few minutes was given. This suggests that it's with a preconceived mind that they have come to this conclusion. It was the drama was already, written, and everything was done. It was only enacted in the manner it was drafted. This is what has happened.
Last question to you. Politically, what next for Mahua Moitra in her party?
Politically, what we will do, that you will see in future, that our honorable leader is there. She is to decide. I cannot decide that. But we have already said that the party is beside her and the party will remain beside her.
Ms. Bhattacharya, really appreciate your time. Thank you for speaking to NDTV.